This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. This is truly astonishing breaking news. So when the FBI raided Roger Stone, you know, like an armed Gestapo gang, a private army of Robert Mueller, 29 agents involved, wielding AR-15s, infrared illuminators, you know, gear vests, military belts, everything. It was all captured on video by Roger Stone's home video camera system. And the FBI, being a bunch of incompetent, corrupt morons, apparently they forgot to take the recording device, the DVR. And so Roger Stone had it, and he released the video to InfoWars exclusively. And InfoWars ran the video, and we took screenshots of the video that they ran and published the screenshots on naturalnews.com. And you can see them yourself right now. Just go to naturalnews.com and use the search box there and search for FBI raid on Roger Stone. And you can see these screenshots. They're incredible. Number one, they show CNN they show the FBI directing CNN camera people of where to stand, how to get the shots, everything. So CNN was a puppet of the FBI. In other words, CNN and the FBI colluded to stage this raid for theatrical purposes. That right there is an indictment of both organizations. That's why right now I am calling for the arrest of every FBI person involved in that raid and the arrest of every CNN person involved in that leak and in setting up that staged event. You know, it's a crime to leak an arrest warrant information to the press. And of course, this was leaked to CNN, but CNN has ridiculously claimed that, oh, they just had a hunch. Turns out they showed up on site 9 minutes before the raid began. So just a lucky hunch that they just showed up 9 minutes in advance of the raid. The second thing that's astonishing in all this is some of the footage that's captured shows the FBI placing tape over the lens of a camera to try to block the camera from recording what the FBI was doing because they knew that they were engaged in illegal acts of domestic terrorism. And that's what the FBI has now become. Sad to say. I used to be pro-FBI. I used to be I'm still pro-local law enforcement. I used to be pro-FBI, not anymore. All these FBI agents that went along with this, they are Gestapo deep state thugs. They should be arrested for carrying out acts of domestic terrorism. Robert Mueller has his own private army now, and they are attempting to carry out a criminal, treasonous coup in the United States of America by launching terror campaigns using FBI agents who are apparently complicit and willing to go along with it. They weren't resisting. They were happy to go along with it to terrorize American citizens who are political targets, political enemies of the Clinton-Obama deep state. That's what it has come to in America. You can see the video yourself. You can see the photos, the screen grabs. Look at it yourself. We also posted an infographic that breaks down all the intricate gear that these FBI thugs are wearing. The gear includes, of course, as you might expect, AR-15s, sidearm pistols, but also aimpoint micro T1 red dot sights, infrared laser illuminators, and sighting systems, firearms, flashlights, blowout bags and trauma shears, chest rigs, and military belts. All of this is being deployed against a senior citizen named Roger Stone who doesn't even own a gun. He doesn't even have any guns. And his wife, who's nearly deaf, who was dragged out of their house at 6 a.m, and they made her stand barefoot in the driveway in her nightgown, terrified, wouldn't let her even call her own children to tell them that she was okay. This is terrorism. And this is terrorism being carried out by the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Terrorism, led by Robert Mueller, who is a treasonous traitor, who should be, it's very clear now, should be not just prosecuted and indicted, but if found guilty in a court of law, subjected to the most severe sentence that's ever dealt out for traitors. That's what he deserves, in my view. Because putting innocent people through this terror, and this is what they do. They raid innocent people, and then they tip off CNN, and they stage the whole thing to get CNN footage so that CNN can broadcast that as propaganda to say, look how dangerous these Trump associates are. They had to have 29 FBI agents with weapons and everything. It's all to create the impression that Roger Stone is dangerous. He's not dangerous. They beat on his door and said, FBI, he answered the door and said, I'm here. And he said, why didn't you just tell me to come in? Why don't you just tell my lawyer that you're charging me? I'd come in. I mean, Roger Stone is so much not a risk that when he went through the arrest and saw the judge for bail, the judge let him meet bail on nothing more than his own signature. Didn't even require cash. Didn't require payment. Nothing. $250,000 bail, let him go just on a signature. Because the judge is like, this whole thing is a joke. Roger Stone's not a flight risk. Roger Stone's not a mercenary, not a militant resistance fighter, whatever. I mean, I'm telling you that the terrorists are the FBI now. It didn't used to be that way. I know former FBI agents and I have great respect for them. And they've tipped me off on a lot of things and informed me on a lot of things over the years. But they are appalled at this. See, that's the thing. The real FBI agents out there, and you know who you are, and those of you who are patriots and law-abiding citizens, we thank you for your service, by the way. They know that what the FBI is being raked into now is wildly unethical. It's an abuse of power. It's unlawful. And it is, frankly, the FBI under Robert Mueller has become a band of domestic terrorism mercenaries. And now the evidence has emerged. You can see the images yourself. You can see it yourself. The FBI colludes with CNN. The FBI brings an insane array of deadly weapons to arrest a man who owns no guns and just answers his door, a senior citizen with a deaf wife. This is what the FBI has become. This is what the deep state has become. This is what leftists will do to all of us if they gain power. This is the authoritarian, tyrannical, left-wing deep state. This is their vision for America, to terrorize and execute all of their political enemies. And they are doing it systematically, step by step. And their goal is the political coup to overthrow the president of the United States, to overthrow the republic, to end democracy completely and install an authoritarian left-wing tyrant into power, such as Hillary Clinton or another Barack Obama, someone who will betray America, like James Comey has done and Andrew McCabe has done and Peter Strzok and all of them, Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, Barack Obama, the whole damn list of traitors. Every last one of them should at minimum spend life in prison. Where are the arrests of these people? Can you imagine the outcry if a Hillary Clinton associate were raided at gunpoint when they owned no guns and were a senior citizen? Can you imagine what CNN would say about that? That Trump is running a police state? Can you imagine the outcry if, let's say, a campaign manager for Barack Obama were raided at gunpoint with 29 armed agents charged with what? Oh, lying to Congress? A process crime? Lying to Congress? You mean the way Barack Obama lies to Congress? The way Hillary Clinton lies to Congress? The way James Comey lied to Congress? The way Andrew McCabe lies to Congress all the time? They're all liars. They all lied to Congress under oath, and they lied to the American people. But Democrats never get arrested. Isn't that interesting? Democrats are never charged with anything. But Trump associates are subjected to armed, militant, deep state raids when they've done nothing wrong. Didn't lie at all. It's the whole thing is a hoax, but it's staged. It's all theater to create the impression that Trump associates are somehow dangerous, dangerous criminals. It's all theater. It's all propaganda. It's all illusion. Same thing about this. What's this guy? Juliet Smollett or Jollett Smollett, whatever his name is. This actor said that two men called him a racist gay person and beat him up and put a noose around his neck. BS. It's totally made up. His story asserts that he was carrying his cell phone and a Subway sandwich, but he fought off the attackers and then walked home with a noose around his own neck, as the surveillance video shows, and that all this happened in 60 seconds, this attack. It's nonsense. He's lying. It's a hate hoax. But the left-wing media reports it as if it actually happened, even though there's not a shred of evidence, not a shred of video evidence, no DNA evidence of any attacker, nothing. It didn't happen. Smollett has fabricated it because the left just fakes everything, just like they did all this theater about the Roger Stone raid. They fake everything. The left-wing media is fake news, but they've got the tech giants censoring all real news, i.e. the independent media, censoring all of us to make sure that the only narrative that gets pushed out there is the fake news mainstream media narrative, which is just designed to be a big fat lie from the moment that it's dreamed up. Everything the media pushes is a lie. They lie by default. That is their mission, to lie. They don't even try to print real news. They collude with deep state agents to frame innocent people. And now we have more proof that that's happening. Check it all out at naturalnews.com. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for listening. Hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. When you support us, we keep fighting for America. We keep fighting for your liberty, fighting for your natural health, for disease prevention, for education and knowledge about how to be healthy and how to live a productive, happy life. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 products, lab tested, clean, ultra clean, the cleanest offered anywhere in the world. healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. Support our mission and help enhance and protect your health at the same time.